Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Jerica. Hey,
this is Keenan.
This is Matthew, and you are listening to the Glass House Podcast.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Glass House Podcast. We are back again with another one. But before we start, before we get into that, we want to just start off with some regular conversation, check on everybody, see how everybody's doing. For me, I am here in Houston, Texas. I know you guys may have heard about all the snow and all that good stuff that happened. So that
was it good stuff? You said it was right. Good stuff. Was it good stuff?
Well, it was good at first, you know, when I called you the first day and I was like, oh, it's snowing. And then from there, it kind of declined, right?
Connecticut doesn't have those problems, apparently. They're used to that, I guess.
They're used to snow.
It snows every week. It snows
they get on week. They get on Instagram and brag about the inches of snow that happened.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, y'all, we are back. Last week, we had a little hiccup. From all of that good stuff, all that craziness. Listen, if you guys have anybody who is in Texas who was not expecting all of this snow and all of that good stuff, check on them, please. Please check on them. We are doing well here. But at one point in time, we had no water, no lights. So you guys just check on your people in Texas. Make sure they're doing good. Other than that, what is going on with you guys? How are you guys doing?
You know, living my best life. I will sing. I will sing on this podcast. But no, all things are well. Though. It was 73 here today, so I don't have a problem. So,
oh great,
you know, I don't bother okay. anybody. I come outside and don't wear my jacket. Praise God. But other than that, things are
well. I'm wearing shorts.
This is an exciting week. It's my last week at Point University before I graduate. And so I'm really excited about that. It's been long, but I'm excited to finish my journey here at Point and start my new journey at Grand Canyon. So this is my last week at Point University. Wedding planning is wedding planning. Let's just go ahead and leave it at that so we don't have no problems later. All right. Other than that, things are well. Collins, check in.
Why he stopped at the wedding part? I mean, we know you get married, but anyway,
right?
I'm doing
well. Don't put it out there like I have mistress or something. I was saying
time. Yeah. Well, we're gonna be at the wedding. I'm gonna be vlogging at the wedding. So
not at the wedding.
So you guys listen out for that. Anyway, I'm well. Yeah, it snowed here like twice, and it snowed where Keenan was, but he left, and, you know, he couldn't handle it. But we prayed for him, and I talked to him.
He ran to Savannah. Can we acknowledge that?
Can we talk about how he drove to Savannah?
And ran to Atlanta.
And then went to Atlanta.
I had a reason.
And snuck off to Florida.
He snuck off to Duval County. No, but I'm good. This week, I don't know, like, I'm in a conference and I'm in class and it's a lot, but it's a great social justice conference, Samuel Dewar Proctor conference. And so excited to be joining that again for another year. It's important that we all are informed about social justice all year long. And it just happens to be in Black History Month. But it's important that we all are informed about that all year long, making sure that we are our brothers, sisters, and friends keeper. So I'm good. I'm here. I got my half and half sweet tea and lemonade. Ain't nothing else in it. And I'm here.
I can't say the same. But anyway, but yeah, man, we're excited about today's episode. By the way, if you are a new listener to the Glass House Podcast, we want to encourage you to not only be a listener, but be a doer. That is, all we want to ask you to do is, man, leave a review of your experience on podcast, whether it's positive or negative. We think that no feedback is negative enough to make us stop doing what we're doing. Maybe it's going to be able to help us, right? So we want you to leave a review on whatever you listen to. If you're listening on Spotify, make sure you send this link to somebody right now. If you're listening on Apple, send this link to somebody right now. Today, we are talking about the good and the bad of social media, right? The very thing that you're listening to us on is a social media platform, I'm sure. Guys, you know, man, today's episode, I believe
will not only heighten people's awareness about social media, but would also be able to probably influence people to do more or do less of what they're currently doing. I recently read an article in BBC News regarding the impact of social media. And it really got me thinking, man, just how much it controls our lives, right? I find this interesting that this article reads as this. It says 3 billion people, around 40% of the world's population, use online social media. And we're spending an average of 2 hours every day sharing, liking, tweeting, and updating these platforms. According to some reports, that breaks down to about 500,000 tweets and Snapchat photos shared every single minute. Literally, the next minute, somebody's sharing a photo. The next minute, somebody's sharing a photo. With social media, man, playing such a huge part of our lives, could it be sacrificing our own mental health or well-being? So the real challenge is, what does social media really do to us, man? And I think that's what we're about to talk about today. We're about to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media. So, yeah. So let's get into it, Collins. Let's get into it. What is social media?
Yeah, I think when we talk about social media, I mean, thinking about it in a broad term, I think it's technology that facilitates this sort of sharing and this merging of ideas and thoughts and information. When we think about social media, many of us think about MySpace. You know, that was one of the first social platforms.
Middle school being grown.
Listen, wait.
Did y'all have a tag?
Was it tag?
I had a tag.
I thought that was for dating.
No. Bebo. You know, yeah. No, never mind what Matthew said. Bebo and Twitter and all of that. It's a means for communication. And I think that Facebook, I think out of all of them, even still now changed the game. I think Facebook allowed for you to reach across waters. I mean, people that you hadn't seen in forever. I mean, and then people that you don't know. There are so many relationships that people build through Facebook. I mean, you've never met a person in person. I mean, for our generation and for Generation Z, especially, it's not a weird concept. A lot of people like, you know, a lot of baby boomers like, oh, I'm not going to talk to somebody I don't really know. Y'all call each other friends. But for us, Gen Z and some millennials, it's not a foreign concept. And so there's some good in that. I mean, a lot of people have built some healthy relationships through social media. And so I think that that's not really highlighted. But a lot of best friends met by way of social media. I'm just going to use him as an example. Although I knew who Matthew Grady was, I met him through social media, right?
Yeah.
And so social media connected us now, you know, I mean, the way that people connect now is different. You know, when we were younger, it was different, but now it's a little different. But I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. You can form some wonderful relationships through social media. And I think the good of it is that some people are addicted to it. Some people have this edge, this hook. They can't live without it. Screen time. And I think that we're seeing the rise of many more people kind of becoming more immersed with social media because it's like what we have to do in order to survive. And so now we are, at first when we were so skeptical about social media, you know, there was a point where people were just like, oh, I don't do social media. I hate Facebook, this and that.
They love to do that.
Now they love it. Yeah, but now they use it because you can't do anything else. And so there's
I object a little bit, right? So for those 3 billion people who have social media, right? What about all the people who don't have social media and what I don't know how to speak from that. And
if you don't have social media right now, I don't know what's happening with you.
You have a point there, but there are some people who don't have social media, don't want to touch it, don't want to be around it. Like my dad, for instance, I've been trying to get this man just on Facebook for the longest of time.
Is it because people like paint it as a bad thing though? Like, is it because people talk so bad?
That's why.
I mean, but Collins, look what you just said though. You just said that some people are addicted to it. I don't want to start nothing that's gonna make me addicted. Go ahead.
Grady, No, Grady, but now you have to understand that.
What's the dictum about social media?
Many of you, many of the great, you know, many of the great preachers who are popular on social media, you know, Matthew Grady can make a post and he'd get about 5,000 shares. And no, so the great preachers. About, you know, so so in some sense, people are addicted because there's some good content. I think every person wants to get on social media and see good content. Now, I just preached and I said
he's that a preacher,
we
guys.
Have to stop and we have to get out of being so connected to social media because we never stop to reckon within our own selves. That sometimes screen time is not good. Being on Zoom and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat and all of that other stuff all the time, I think has some real health benefits in these times that we are living in. So I think the addictive part in terms of, you know, you always constantly being on it, I think that's something that you could talk about because it really wears you out. But there's some good to it. There's a good side to it. Many of our key relationships would not thrive. Many people would not know about you if you did not have a Facebook.
But do people have Keenan, give it to us. Keenan, give it to us. Because Collins wants to talk about all the positivity of the ground.
Well, Keenan, you talk about the flip side. That wasn't my point.
That wasn't in the notes, right?
No, I mean, even as we talk about it, I'm just thinking, like, you know, don't get me wrong. Of course, all social media is not bad, right? But coming from me on my Facebook, I have my own personal page, right? But then I also, if I looked at my Facebook page, I think it's like 4 pages I'm connected to that I edit like periodically, right? And then the same thing on Instagram. So sometimes literally, even when I'm working, all I'm doing is on my phone. And it doesn't even look like I'm working. I'm just on my phone posting and don't get me wrong, it's a way of communication. It's a way of getting news out and all of that good stuff. But I think once we consume our lives with social media, like some people live for social media. They wake up.
Now when you say they live for it, Keenan, does that mean that some people are so addicted to one, either other people's life or updating people about their life? I think that's where the issue goes. You gotta dig into that. But, now, let's get into that now.
But some people are actually getting paid from this now. And I think
I don't want to deal with that. I want to talk
but
about
no,
somebody
wait, wait.
To
but that. That's no, what, no. How about no because pay? That's what's driving the addiction. That's what's driving the addiction.
Absolutely.
The fact that I see other people getting paid from this, oh, okay, well now I need to get my content up or I need to go. Everybody wanna do a photo shoot now. For no reason. I mean, we're doing photo shoots for no reason.
It's the photo shoot.
You get what I'm saying? So I think now that that people are starting to get money from it, people are starting to benefit from it, we feel like we can all do it. And it's so easy because it's easy to just make a page.
Right.
Well, you know, right. I think as you say, Keenan, it's easy to make a page, but it's not easy to maintain a life. I think it was the difficult part about managing our lives that we've been trusted with and trying to keep people totally updated with is at some point the balance and the scales of your life get so uneven because some people are so interested in state. Like I remember a portion of 2020, particularly the latter part of 2020, most likely the 2021, that I found myself like so addicted to the news, found myself so addicted to what's happening because everybody knows Matthew Grady loves politics, right? But literally, I was consuming it, right? I was consuming it so much. Before I went to bed, I was getting the news. Before I woke up, when I woke up, I was getting the news. And the truth is, too much of anything can be toxic, right? So right. when we think about the age of social media, I think we have to realize that we control the filters. Sometimes people are so frustrated. Well, she get on my nerves. She posts the same stuff every day. You choose to follow her. So even though there's parts of you that don't like what she posts, part of you still continues to be her friend about what she posts.
But I can also know what watch.
So some of y'all be fronting.
Let me give a different opinion, though. But I can also follow her because that's my business. I can follow her and talk about her because that's my business.
So if that's your business, don't complain about it to me.
You can't tell people not to complain because when you want to get on your post and complain, you get on your post and complain. It's always the people.
My thing is, if you're so annoyed about the content, some people are like, you know, she don't like my stuff because, you know, I don't like when people be assuming why somebody don't like their picture.
I just don't like your picture. Did you post your picture for me to like your picture, or did you post your picture for me to see your picture? Because apparently you and your feelings you didn't like your picture.
For a like.
And we all we post.
That's for a problem.
You don't post for a like.
I did, but I'm saying I posted.
Okay, then. Okay,
I'm not gonna be bashed by you on this podcast.
Podcast and swing us up. No,
I'm not gonna be bashed.
No, I mean, I'm about to bleep this out because I'm about to cuss.
You want cuss? Go ahead, Keenan.
We post. We are, and I think we all can agree to this. We post for likes and comments, right? Especially the three of us, right? Because
don't put me in the bracket with you.
Don't put me in that. Don't put me in that.
I live in Savannah. Don't put me in that.
If you look at any one of our pages, are any of your pictures blurry?
No.
Are any of your pictures not being able to see, or is your are your videos kind of like low quality?
No.
You want to.
All right. So even at that, add this to it. When you add a caption to it, do you think about your captions?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you wait on them. I mean, you wait to hear a word from the Lord.
Well, you can stay out of my business.
Put a good caption.
Ooh. I live in Connecticut.
But honestly, what you're dissecting, many people do the same thing.
I'm saying we all do it. We all do it.
So Keenan, isn't there pressure in the post? Like some people, like there is pressure based upon maybe other people's image of what you see and what you don't see. And so we try to, and I think the issue with why social media can be bad is because sometimes we try to emulate perfection, but we don't actually have our lives together in real time.
We don't have perfection to emulate.
But the people who have the best posts be the most messed up ones. My God, they got everything good to say on Facebook, but they've like so toe up. So that's a trick too. When you talk about your life,
Keenan, come on in the room.
But that's so true, though. People have the best posts.
I feel like Keenan got something
to say.
That's
the worst lie.
I'm gonna follow the notes. I'm not doing this. I'm gonna follow the notes.
Anyway, Green.
Keenan, go ahead. No, let Keenan talk. He's got something in his spirit. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, okay, so we're talking about the good and bads of social media, or the positives and the evils of social media, whatever. Don't get me wrong. It's always going to be a two-edged sword. What I'm thinking about now, guys, is think about us, right? As we were growing up, we got to have that time to go outside and play it and, you know, meet friends that live down the street from us, or meet people that were even our neighbors, right? Think about the generation that comes up behind us. They don't go outside to meet people anymore. To meet somebody, you go on Instagram. I'm driving in traffic, I can see your Instagram handle on the side of your car if you choose to put it there, right? And I'm thinking about all these things, like, why can't I just get out the car and shake your hand to get to know you or say hello? Now I have to go and search your Instagram page. And this is what we have this problem in relationships and friendships and everything. If we want to go learn something about somebody, before we go shake their hand or speak to them, we go to their social media page.
Why?
Let me tell you this. Number one.
Why?
Number one. I ain't shaking nobody's hands because it's COVID outside. You don't need to be shaking nobody. Now let me talk. You don't need to be shaking nobody's hands, first of all, when y'all try to shame people for being on social media. You're not about to touch. Don't touch me. 6 feet. Put your mask on. Double mask. Okay,
but can you at least say hello?
With a cloth
6 feet.
On top.
Can you say hello?
Yeah. But yeah, I believe that there are some good things in terms of having social interactions in an ancient way. I guess you could call it that, because the modern way is social media and texting. I even have to sometimes convince myself to make phone calls. I can text family and friends because to me, I'm communicating. To some people of another generation, they might get mad because you don't call them. But that doesn't mean you haven't talked to them. So I think that we have to reorganize, because life is busy. People have a lot going on, right? And then sometimes you just get tired. So you engage so much with social media that you are tired to the point that you don't want to meet and talk to nobody in no type of way. So I think that you also have to open up we also have to open up our understanding to understand that too.
That, so you telling me you're going to get tired even, from social media?
When I tell you that I have never been this tired from seeing so much screen time because of COVID-19, if you are actually going to class, if you are actually
Are you working, talking like we don't go to class? We go to class.
Let me know. If you're working, recording sermons, like, you know, Matthew posts on Thursday, recording sermons. You're like Keenan Brinkley, he has a new iPad. Have your iPads on your iPad. Recording for the kids. Then you'll get tired sometimes. But that doesn't mean it is bad. Social media is a beautiful invention. But let's talk about this. Now I think because something's on Keenan's heart. Talk about when it is, when it gets to the point where venting and all of that stuff, all of that stuff, all that trash we throw on social media, we vent, I'm mad, I'm this, I'm mad, I'm crying. Real tears are coming out right now, I don't like such and such. When does that become a lot?
Wait, as we go into that, I just want to say, I think it was yesterday, I was on Instagram and I saw that this girl went live, right, to catch her boyfriend cheating.
Now, we got to talk about that. We have to talk about that.
Now, I love tea now.
See, that now, we have to talk about that. We need to talk. Keenan, talk about that.
Wait, so she goes live. She goes live on Instagram to show that her boyfriend is cheating. She throws a pot of water. He's asleep. He's in a hotel room, sleep.
This is getting bad.
The one with the covers.
And she had, like, she was beating him with a LaBelle or something, whatever. So, but when I was thinking about it, I said, now, did this really have to be on social media?
And the white girl was recording.
Right. But does it really have to be? But situations like that, does it have to be? Do we have to know about that?
Y'all forgive me. No, that's some good tea. Sometimes you just want to laugh. But yeah, that can be a bit much.
But that goes into something that me and Keenan was talking about a little offline before we started recording here. And that is, like, you know how many people have like social media has literally saved some people from hooking up with a married dude. Social, like, you don't, at this point in age, like, we don't even need people to tell us about, like, you know, we don't even need private investigators no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, we literally go to social media, do our own investigation, because we literally look, because it is so crazy that people now, they post every picture that we don't even have to hire nobody to go find out if you got a bae that you never told me about. Because I can literally go through your comments, go through your likes. I can see who the first person to comment, where you getting the hard eyes from, how many pictures you like.
See, I ain't doing all that.
No, Grady does that.
These are the trends. But I don't care what you say, Collins. These are the trends to find out what people are really doing.
Go to my page and find out. You can't find me. Go and find.
No, he said you can't find you doing something, but you can find somebody doing something towards you. The evidence is in your face. Because here's the thing, y'all. Be honest. Social media. Nah, me and Keenan was talking about this, and I'm going to call that devil out today. Social media has become the destination of what's actually serious.
Uh-huh.
Like sometimes people don't find out who your real bae. Like, your mama be like, dang, I didn't know she was dating nobody. And you, here you are, no face, no case.
I don't be doing all of that, looking for dollars.
You don't do it, but because
I don't do all of that.
Well, Collins, I mean, I don't know what you do, praise God. So I don't know what you do.
Yeah, we don't
know
what you do. Obviously,
I'm engaged. I'm engaged.
Don't bash single people. Why? What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm not talking about
this.
What is this? A bashing podcast?
I know where you're at. What the crap?
But that is real, though. Social media has become literally the destination for serious relationships. But Keenan, I don't know how we got here, but go ahead and answer
the
question.
Look at Keenan. He has something.
Yeah, it's on his heart. You can tell when
it's on his heart.
He gets the pondering. He gets the pondering.
He gets the looking down and around. Go on and talk, Keenan.
Get it off your heart.
What was the question? What were you talking about?
Oh, now he doesn't even know what we're talking about.
I heard what you were talking about, but I didn't hear the question.
Hey, Keenan. I think Matthew was alluding about like how based on social media, you can see like what people are doing, like who they possibly are with and all of those things. What are your thoughts? Have you been caught in a bind? Have you felt like
not a bind.
You have to be strategic with social media. First of all, you have to know. I understand that we like followers, we like friends, mm-hmm. we like all these things or whatever. But you got to know who's following you. You have to know what crowd that you are feeding to and that you're a part of. What group are you a part of? And when you don't get messy with social media, y'all. You know, I tell people. Even if you're 13 years old, if you got a social media, you might need to learn something about branding. I'm just gonna be honest.
But branding what though? Like branding.
You have
what?
To brand like, yourself. You now become that brand. Sure. Because everything you do is attached to your social media. Like for me,
you're right.
If you want to know who if you know my name, you know my social media. If you know my social media, you know where I'm from. If you know where I'm from and you know my social media, you know what school I graduated from, right? So all of these things I'm giving to you, but I'm giving you what I want you to have. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you what I want you to have.
Yeah.
And we have to be strategic, even with our young people, even with older people. You have jobs, and not saying that, oh, just because you have a job, don't live your life and be you. But know how you want to be seen. Know how you want to be seen.
Yeah, so when you're done, yeah, absolutely. When you're done venting and when you're done talking, I want Matthew to allude on that because you know, Matthew is a motivational speaker, right, Keenan? And what Keenan just said, I think is paramount. When you are playing on social media and talking about folks doing all that, you are really playing with your image.
No, that's real.
At the end of the day, when you be cussing folks out and you, this and that, the wars that go on Facebook and IG between people that have never met in person.
That's so good. I'm not arguing with nobody I never met. Let's just go ahead and make that clear. I'm not arguing with anybody I never met. You know, and then we get on our little stories with the rant. Well, if you don't like what I post, you can just not come. Here's the thing, though. What you don't realize is social media is the image you created for people who may never even meet you. Right. But it also can close doors for people, also may close doors about opportunities you never even know about.
Exactly.
So I think it's critical. Let me say it one more time for the person that won't subscribe but will listen. Let me tell you this. Social media can lock you out of doors you don't know about because of how you portray yourself. So I think it's essential, man, that we vent to people we don't know. Then we get mad when they talk about things we feel like they barely know about. But the truth is, they only know what you told them, so they take the bits and the bites that you posted and then make a sandwich. Uh-huh. And then you mad when it's not the flavor you like. So I think it's critical, man, that we start analyzing. Now, you do what you want. You want to post news? Post your news, homegirl. Ain't nobody mad. You want to cuss people? Cuss. Do your thing, fam. But do know that there is an internal memory in people that's called never forget. And people who never forget, they love to gossip. So what you thought you deleted, you can't delete nothing out of my mind.
No.
And when it I particularly, it's over.
Go ahead. It's over. It like, I will never, like, if you exposed yourself on social media
the best thing that has happened now.
This is good to me tonight, today, morning, whatever time you're watching or listening.
As soon as you post something, somebody screenshot it. As soon as
I screenshot. Collins loves the screenshot.
Keenan, wait. He can't do me like that. That Grady was.
Now, I will say, Keenan is not a gossiper. I will say that. Keenan is not a gossiper.
Keenan carries a tea. No, Keenan carries a tea kettle.
Carry the tea, but he will not gossip.
I don't gossip.
Matthew Grady will screenshot you. I'm not lying. I'll screenshot
Grady
you.
Grady will carry you out there, boy. Listen here.
I want to read it later, right?
See, but I'm saying, man, so many people will hold on. And we've seen this in politics. We've seen this in churches. We've seen this in businesses. We've seen this at schools and universities where people will pull up something that you may have tweeted 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Remember that happened with Kevin Hart when he was supposed to host the Oscars? And yeah. somebody posted a comment. I forgot what the comment was pertaining to. Y'all remember that? It was something crazy. It was like a tweet from like five. Oh, it was about the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. And he posted a comment about that. And he started offending. Like, people were like, I'm so offended. And it's like he had to defend something from 5 years ago. But the truth is, 5 years ago, he wasn't on the platform that he was currently on. Which means that sometimes when people post, they don't think about where they're headed. They think about where they are.
Go ahead.
But no.
Because we have to go. You just sent us a message about we're running out of time, so don't get happy. Go ahead.
You just said something good because you said that the sandwich. If we use the sandwich metaphor, nobody can take out of a sandwich that was never there. Okay?
That's so good to me.
You can't say that. Now, listen here. Now everybody be talking about something. They lied on me. Some of the stuff they said about me was the truth because it was always in the sandwich. And so we can't continue to make it seem like, I don't know where they got that from. They just put some of that stuff come out your sandwich because you did it. So you got to be careful. No, that's a good metaphor there.
Even if you only put a little bit of mayo on that sandwich.
It was still some mayo.
Why are we talking about a sandwich?
That Brinson talking. Mine, even if it's the mayo, it's on there.
You put it in there. Nah, but that's real, man. Like, and so I guess we post from where we are and not where we're going. And a lot of times, man, we don't realize that.
Oh, that's so good.
That's good.
Yeah, like literally, we literally post like we thinking about how this makes me feel. I have to tell somebody. I got to get it out.
Listen, remember, shout out to all my exes that got a Facebook post.
What is he doing? What's he doing? What is he doing? Like, he gets in this moment where he just starts going off the handle. He's not on script right now. He's off. What is your deal? Like, what's your deal?
Yeah, like, I mean, can we cut this? I'm like,
I mean, this is the glass house. You can see through this house, praise God. You can see through this house.
I mean,
Keena, go ahead and give your shout out, please, so we can wrap this up because this is getting weird. Keena, give your shout. This is getting really weird.
Your testimony.
No, I was just saying that's really good because think about it. We post so much stuff in the moment, right? And hoping for the best, but not knowing where we're going to end up. You know, please be careful with that stuff. Please be careful with it. Or if you get out of that situation, don't worry about it. Because screenshots is something.
Screenshot is a lot. But no, seriously, though, honestly, if you're listening to this episode, all jokes aside, though, like on a real note, for real, you guys have to remember, man, that this is your life, this is your image, and you have to own it. If you are afraid to own your space, you can never claim your destiny. And so whatever your desired destination is in life, man, don't just put filters on what you see. Put filters on what you entertain, because enough of anything will get you, man. And so, particularly if you're in relationships and you got too much bikini showing up on your social media, maybe you got to filter that out, you know, because you literally shall have what you see, not just what you say, but what you see. And remember that what you post eventually can actually be what your purpose is. So, man, people will hold things. People will keep things. And I think it's called social image, right? Social image has a lot to do with how people perceive you. And in these day and age, I think we're going to end it with this, man. People will believe a rumor that you gave them the fuel for than actually believe the truth that they never knew about. Yep. So, scandals don't work like that. Scandals work with not only what people heard first, but facts don't lie, praise God. So if you guys are listening to this episode, also understand, don't allow social media to rush you. I think that's good, y'all. We should have got into that.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so we're running out of time. They're going to say, well, they were too long. Yeah, you're not talking about us this season, you know, but seriously though, honestly, don't allow social media to rush you to get no degree you're not passionate about. Don't allow social media to rush you to get no bae you don't really like that. Don't allow social media to go get no debt for no business you never even thought about starting. Don't allow social media to rush you, man. This is your life. Own it. Claim it. Everybody don't need to know what you got going on. Sometimes the only people that need to know is the people that really care. So that's my closing remarks. Can we get the benediction and closing remarks from the other two people of God in the sanctuary?
Listen, I ain't got nothing to say. We're going to pass it over to Bishop Collins.
No, man, we good. We good. No, we good, because, you know, if we stay on any longer, Keenan gonna call out everybody's cuz from social media.
You know, he does don't call out the shout out to the exes.
Call out right? Who you was on that line with.
He will say shout out to the exes.
No, we good. This has been phenomenal. We keep saying we got to do part two.
Right,
because,
right.
Because this stuff
we got so many part twos in the making. Right,
we got.
I mean, we still ain't done a part two yet. But yeah, I'm good. It's good to see you guys. It's good to be on. I love the glass house.
This is a safe space. This is transparent conversation. So sorry, if you guys are listening right now, man, and you're new, if you're recurring, tell us what we can do better. Tell us if you enjoyed this. Maybe you found a bay in the reviews. You found somebody that, I don't know, you know, people be finding people from everywhere these days, right? You know, but for real though, thank you guys for rocking with us in the Glass House, man. We're so excited. Until next week. Yeah, my name is Matthew.
I'm Keenan.
And I'm Jericus.
Thank you for listening to the Glass House Podcast. Peace.
Peace.